In a world fixated on headlines about Iran, Gaza, and the West Bank, have we forgotten what God says about Israel? Scripture calls Israel the apple of his eye, his treasured possession, protected and loved with an everlasting covenant. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you're having a great day on your drive into work today, or if you're sitting down having a cup of coffee and studying God's Word with us, we just want you to be incredibly blessed. So if you're liking this series, Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, place in that Washington Defender app into your huddle. It's a great way to start your day out in thinking about the things of God. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us achieve our primary goal, which is we're changing the heart so we can change the public square. And we're doing this through a mission to defend and advance biblical values in the public square. So you are a great supporter of that and helping us to accomplish that here in the state of Washington. So we are in Romans chapter 10 today. Let's dive in the word of God there. It says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for them is for their salvation." Now remember, in Romans 9, 10, 11, Paul is talking about Israel, the Jewish people, the church, the Gentiles, the bride of Christ, and some Jews have come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And he's telling us that his heart is for their salvation. So if we go back to verse 27, it says this, Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the sons of Israel will be like the sands of the sea, it is the remnant that will be saved. So my question to you today, as you go into the public square, as you step out into those public arenas, do you have a heart for Jews to be saved? Do you have a desire for them to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? And my hope is that we would have that heart for them to be saved, and that we would begin to really call upon the name of the Lord, that Jews everywhere, all across the world, will begin to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So let's go to Deuteronomy and let's learn about the heart of God in this relationship with the Jews. So Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, it says, "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his own possession." So one of the greatest things that we can learn about his nation, God's nation, the Jews, is that God chose them to be his own possession. He chose them out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. Now you may say, well, I don't like that. Well, you don't really get a choice. He chose them, and that's God's choice. "The Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you because you are more in number than any of the peoples." So it wasn't their outward things, "for you were the fewest of all peoples." So it wasn't because they were a huge nation that God chose them, the Israelites. It was because God chose them. "But because the Lord loved you," see, we see why, "and kept his oath, which he had swore to his forefathers, the Lord brought you out by a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Know therefore the Lord your God, he is God and a faithful God who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandment." So we look at this set of verses and we see that God chose them because he loved them. He just simply loved the Jewish people. So as Christians, as born-again believers, whether Jew or Gentile, we need to have a heart after God, knowing that the Jewish nation is the treasured possession of God. So today, let's make a commitment to pray for those whom God loves. Deuteronomy 32:10 says that they are the apple of his eye. Right here. "He found him in a desert land, and in a howling waste of wilderness. He encircled him, he cared for him, he guarded him as the pupil or apple of his eye." So we know that this whole concept of being Israel, being the apple of God's eye, wasn't Israel's idea. It really was God's idea. I want to back up on a verse here because I read verse 10, but let me go back to verse 8. When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of man, he set boundaries of the peoples according to the numbers of the sons of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob, the allotment of his inheritance. And he found him in the desert and he guarded him as the pupil of his eye. So he set a protection over Israel as we look at it today. And Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8, let me see if I can find that real quick here. We see this same concept that Israel is the apple of God's eye. Zechariah 2, 8 says, "For thus the Lord of hosts and glory, he has sent me against the nations which plunder you. For he who touches you, Israel, touches the apple of his eye." So think about that. If there was a whole bunch of apples and each apple represented the nations around, he chose Israel. You may not like that, but can I remind you, you're not God. He chose Israel, a blessed nation. So God has his blessed nation of Israel and God has his bride. Now, some Jews have believed on the Messiah, that Jesus is the Lord, and they are Messianic Jews. Yet we see that many haven't. In fact, it said that in Romans 9:27, that many haven't. So let's pray for God's apple, the apple of his eye, that there would be peace in Jerusalem, especially with all that is happening around the world today. Let's pray that God's people will experience salvation. God is a faithful God. Let's look at Jeremiah 31. Go back over there. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. It says this: "The Lord appeared to him from afar, saying, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love.'" God has loved Israel with an everlasting love. "Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness." And then he says down in Jeremiah that he has an everlasting love for Israel. Down in verse 35, he talks about when this covenant will be broken. It says, "Thus the Lord who gives the sun for light by day, and in fixed order of the moon and the stars for light by night, who stirs up the sea so that it waves roar, the Lord of hosts is his name. If this fixed order departs," in other words, the sun, the moon, the waves, "if that fixed order departs from before me, declares the Lord, then the offspring of Israel will cease from being a nation before me forever." So he puts a time frame. He says, when the sun, moon, and stars, and the waves, all that ceases, then Israel will stop being a nation before him forever. So God's heart is an enduring heart. He has an enduring covenant for the people of Israel. And we are seeing with Iran, with all the things that are taking place there, we are seeing this prophetic implications of God's word. So let's pray that God will continue to draw his people to salvation, like Paul prayed. Let's pray that we would see and know that Israel is the apple of God's eye and that God is faithful and has an enduring covenant. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the nation of Israel. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem. God, if we come in contact today with Jews or with those of your people, let us be a blessing to them. Let us call them to the cross of Christ Jesus. Let us have boldness and confidence. Lord, we know that that nation is your chosen nation. And so, Lord, give our leaders wisdom and insight over Iran and over Israel and over Gaza and over the North Bank, all the West Bank and all the different sides of Israel. Give them wisdom. Let us not divide up your land. Let us not touch your land in that way, but go before us in all things. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.